This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Army chiefs representing the nations of the regional bloc, the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, said Friday they're prepared for a military intervention in Niger if the order is given. ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah Moussa, made the announcement at a news conference in Ghana's capital, Accra, following 2 days of talks amongst the regional leaders. ECOWAS has threatened to launch such an intervention if Niger's junta leaders fail to peacefully negotiate a return to constitutional order. The coup leaders had ignored an original deadline set for nearly 2 weeks ago to come to the same conclusion. Meanwhile, the U.S. is making precautionary plans to evacuate two key bases in Niger in case it becomes necessary under Niger's new military rulers. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The drone and counter-terror bases in Niger have been vital outposts in an unstable region. The U.S.'s top Air Force commander for Africa says no decisions have been made, but planning is underway in case the Biden administration determines it cannot work with the new rulers, or if the mutinous soldiers now in charge force American troops to leave. General James Hecker says leaving the bases would obviously have an effect on U.S. intelligence and counter-terror efforts. He says the Pentagon's looking for allied nations in the Saharan and Sahel regions who would be willing partners. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States has given the nod to allies in Denmark and the Netherlands to send F-16 fighters to Ukraine, according to officials. It's not immediately clear when Ukraine might receive the jets, which it's been seeking for a long time to counter Russia's air superiority. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency said Friday it has approved more than $5.6 million in assistance to nearly 2,000